Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh my goodness.
I wish I understood how insurance works.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You know, like
you pay it and
insurance
they don't.
From work and stuff, like how it works. I never know if anything's going to get accepted or not, or they're going to turn me down, or
what's your deductible?
They're going to pay it back, you know? I mean, you're really taking a leap of faith when you go to a doctor or whatever, and you turn in the bill, and they're like, oh, we're so sorry.
That's not
I think perfect. They have a we're so sorry department at the insurance company. Oh, we're so sorry.
Oh, I told you when Kinsey got her gallbladder taken out after she had the baby, she had Kaysen, they gave us an anesthesiologist who was not on our insurance.
Not on the plan.
So we had to pay out of pocket for
I'm
that.
I'm sure
guy.
That's cheap, though.
And they didn't even bring it up. Like, they just
they didn't
got
ask?
Here. Yeah, they didn't even ask.
They just, rent by the hour.
They just, oh, dude, it's ridiculous
how much.
I think it's like a couple, like a
$4,000.
Yeah, around there.
Just to put you under.
Just to put you under. And make sure that you're okay.
I mean, Charlie Sheen would do it for like $50.
Well, you know, it's so funny. You have those big deductibles, like $7,000, and you're like, I finally made my deductible, so everything else is free. It's like, but yeah, but I had to pay like $5,000 or $7,000 to get to that point.
But now every drug is free.
Yay! But
and it's December now, so it's almost over.
And it resets every year. Yeah. And mine, I mean, I'll never, as a relatively healthy young person, I mean, I go to the doctor like three times a year. I'm never going to meet it.
And I'm kind of right there, too, where I have not met my, it's early in the year.
Never made it. I never meet my deductible.
The one prescription that I got, I went to my shrink yesterday, and there's a new kind of Adderall. I have to go, you have to go if you I mean, you're supposed to. If you're ADD and you're getting Adderall, you're supposed to go see your therapist to make sure that you're not abusing it or whatever. Yeah.
So if you go to a reputable doctor, you.
So we get to talking about this new ADD drug. I don't want to mention it right now, but
still in the experimental.
It's not, but it's out. And so he writes me up for that and says, "Try this instead of what you've been trying to see how it works." So I do, and I go in and get it, and then I drop it off at the pharmacy and I go to pick it up, and he goes, "Are you aware of the charges on the?" Some of your prescriptions? I'm like, no. He's like, well, this one's $3. I'm like, oh, that's fine. And this one's a $7 copay. I'm like, well, that's fine.
That's not bad.
He goes, and this one for a 1 month supply is $750.
Oh, wow.
$750.
For 1 month?
Yeah.
But kid,
that
I
must
know.
Be some good
he goes,
Adderall.
They knocked off $68. It was supposed to be $818 for a 30-day supply.
And now that's like rent.
I'm like, what a bargain.
I do not want to be doing.
That's $25 a pill, people.
Do you want me to give you some helpful information, honestly?
Yeah.
So people are listening. We get up stupid early, and there's like ABC World News Overnight or something.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to turn it on while I was getting ready, and they were talking to this family. They were going bankrupt because of their medical bills.
Yeah.
And so they brought somebody in, and they said, they ended up saving this family like $11,000 a month.
Come on.
Because it was
we see that with
crazy.
our kids' families, mm-hmm. our trip to Disney World, we do with.
And I'm going to start sharing this with people who really face a lot of medical expenses.
I need it.
But they were saying you really need to go over your medical bills because sometimes they'll code something wrong. And right off the bat, a lady looked at something and said they charged you $800 too much for something just for typing in a code wrong. But there's this app. It's called Low RX. Low, you know, like the RX.
So does
thing.
It give you like the generic
How do you spell
form of
low?
Everything?
No, L-O-W and then RX, and it's a free app.
All right.
And basically, it will pull up every pharmacy in your area, and it'll tell you who sells that prescription. And they were she showed us, and she said like at this one place the prescription was $300, and another place it was like $11.
Unbelievable.
But if you don't know that, you just go to your pharmacy.
Yeah.
And she said like if you go to some place like Costco, you don't have to be a member. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
To use their pharmacy. It's against the law.
Oh.
So you can go in, and if it says Costco is the place with $11, you just tell
go
the people at the front
it.
Gate.
How
I'm just
allowed
going
to mark that up like that.
I don't know, Jenna, but she showed on the app, and it said this prescription, they would have been paying $300. They could have gotten it for $11.
Well, I felt like Chris Rock or Chris Tucker, whoever it was. I can't remember in the movie how much for one wing.
That's Chris Rock.
Okay, because I'm like, how much for one pill? I just get one.
Yeah.
Give $5. There's $750 for a month's supply. So they're going to run that back through again and see if they come down. Can I negotiate with them on the phone?
You should.
Right?
I really need this. I'd really like to have it.
Like, I can find that cheaper on the street.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something else I found out by watching
this. Oh, please do, Kelly.
I'm telling you, this is for people
hurry,
really
hurting. Hurry, because Rhonda's about to
call
in.
They said if you pay some of these mom and pops pharmacies you go to, if you pay cash, they'll give you a discount.
Wow.
It's like this.
That's because they keep the money.
They want to go under the table.
The problem is most people just keep a card on file. I mean, if you're getting stuff every month, you know, I get like three things a month, and it's already a beat down to drive through the pharmacy.
But I wouldn't think to ask if I pay cash, can I get a discount? The guy went to the back and came back, and instead of $10 a pill, it was like $1 a pill.
What?
Wow.
I was shocked. And would they do this if there wasn't the camera crew there from ABC World News overnight? I don't know.
Oh, I've traded fine leather products for prescriptions. It can be done.
But apparently, if you pay cash, you can get a discount at some of these locally owned pharmacies.
Never heard. Oh,
I had never heard of that either.
Never heard of that
the
either.
Phone's ringing.
Sounds like I answered it right there, didn't
it?
Oh, joining us from Potluck, Texas, is I'm assuming it's Rhonda on the phone. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, Kid Craddock.
Oh my God,
this is Rhonda from Potluck, Texas.
Wow, Rhonda, good to
see you. Been a while, hadn't it?
It has, yeah. How you been?
Bet you thought I kicked the bucket, didn't you, Kid Craddock? Well,
I didn't think you were dead.
I am more alive than you will ever be.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks to my Paula Deen smoothie diet.
Paula Deen smoothie diet.
Just before I dialed you up on the telephone, I made myself a protein shake. Chock full of Easter egg candy and Fig Newtons.
That's not really
Red healthy. Man and Twizzlers and Twaka.
Not done.
Twaka. Corn syrup. Yeah. Fritos and some ice cubes and bacon.
Bacon.
You listen to me, Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
Protein, though.
You have one gimme cup of that in the morning and you won't have anything else the rest of the day.
I'll bet you're right about that.
Yeah, because
right.
There's no butter in that.
Yeah. So what setting do you use on the...
Hold on a second, Kid Craddock. Yeah. Cool J, you think you're going to wear my church bra to school? You got another thing coming.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Must have a cool
that's the
I'm sorry about that, Kid Craddock.
Must have a confused foster son there.
Yeah. So what was that about a blender?
Huh?
Do I have a dang blender?
Yeah.
What kind of horse's butt question is that?
Well, that's not
of course I do. I got me the Ninja Blender off the TV.
Oh, the nice. Ninja. I've heard of that one. This one here?
The reviews are in.
Yeah.
People everywhere love their Ninja.
Yeah, that's cool.
How'd you do that?
What do you mean?
How you have that Ninja Blender commercial all ready to go like that?
Yeah. Well.
It's almost like you know what I'm going to say.
Before you even say it. Stick to the script, Ron.
Yeah.
All right, Kid Craddock. So me and Earl, well, he's my common-law husband, Earl. We decided to turn this house into a kingdom of health, hygiene, and fitness.
A kingdom?
Today,
of health, hygiene, and fitness.
Today, I'm going to the dollar store to buy toothbrushes for all the youngins.
Oh, wow.
Well done, man.
I cannot wait to see the look on their faces. Especially that Macy Gray. You know, she just turned 14, and this is going to be her first toothbrush.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised she doesn't have teeth.
That seems kind of gross that she's never brushed her teeth ever.
Dogs don't brush their teeth, and their breath's just fine.
No, my dog's breath smells like butt.
It's an excellent point. So, health, hygiene, and fitness, huh?
That's right. We are the new modern family.
Yeah, you are. So, like, here's
oh, it's like a TV show. Good.
How'd you do that, Kid Craddock?
How'd I do what?
It's like you know what I'm going to say all over again.
Yeah.
So, freaking me out.
So are you?
How does Rhonda know what Modern Family is?
I don't know.
Rhonda's got a TV, JC.
Sorry, Rhonda.
I'm not a rich TV personality like some.
Rhonda,
I can afford a TV.
Rhonda, before you get too far off into your own improv, which never works out.
Being healthy's made Rhonda angry.
Yeah. Rhonda, are you in shape?
Yeah.
You are.
Well, round is a shape, ain't it?
Round is a shape, yeah.
But my whole family's going to get moving and be the fittest family in the trailer park.
Family in the trailer park.
That could happen.
What's your plan to do that?
You do not listen for crap.
What?
I just told you I am alive and above ground.
Uh-huh.
And I... Hang on a second, Kid Craddock.
Sure.
Keith Richard, how many times have I told you no taxidermy in the bathroom?
Oh my God.
I am so sorry about that, Kid Craddock.
Wow, that's all right.
Too skinny.
Now, if you were listening with your good ear, you would have heard me say that I'm drinking my Paula Deen protein smoothie drinks.
Uh-huh.
And I got the whole family watching this workout tape, and it really works,
really?
Too.
Which one?
It's called Dog the Bounty Hunter. Lose the weight. The Dog the Bounty Hunter way or your chicken will be refunded workout.
Wow.
Or your chicken will be...
You watch out, Summer Bod. Here I come.
Summer Bod. Run.
Crap, hang on.
She's keeping up.
Hunter Hayes, you want milk? Get it out of the icebox. Not from your pregnant sister.
Oh, no.
I gotta go see Craddock.
So,
man.
You're hearing from Linda.
Not your pregnant sister.
I can see she got a kid named after a black man, too. Her little Cool J's running around.
Yeah, and Macy Gray.
And Macy Gray, yeah.
A lot of people are hearing Rhonda call in for the very first time, not knowing that she was once a major part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she
then
even...
we had to put in place that restraining order.
Yeah, didn't she even do... she had a rap career for a while.
My dually wheels go round and round when I'm cruising,
Rhonda.
Rolling through downtown.
Flo Rhonda.
Oh,
and Shannon.
Yeah. Shannon's friend on Rhonda,
yeah. Rhonda can't get down.
Hey, woke up this morning, I had a hangover, and now I just wish I could throw up. Too many Budweisers did it, I know what you're saying. Flo Rhonda, just grow up. Mind your own business, I'm thinking. I just need a ciggy to get some control. Don't stop me now, I need nicotine. Right after that, I'd like some caffeine. Common law husband is yelling, I hear you, fine Earl, just stop all your shouting. I'll kick out that one tooth that's left in your head and then stomp on the foot you got gout in. So many youngins are yelling my name, I can't take it, I just need a shower. Damn, my shift starts in an hour, gotta get out, hit the stage. LaRonda's on. My dooley wheels go round.
Wow, shouting and gouting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Rap and Rhonda as managed by...
You had to go on stage.
Uncle Daddy.
Oh.
Remember, Uncle Daddy was managing that rap career for a minute.
How about Uncle Daddy, though, right?
How about Uncle Daddy?
Yeah.
Could I get a turkey on white with lettuce, tomato, mayo, and Swiss?
Is that it?
How much is that?
$6.50.
Hold on, let me play something here and I'll have it for you.
Okay, my friend.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-509-8182. That's 1-800-509-8182.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Nice to have you here. It's Kid Craddock in the morning. We'll be announcing our classroom musical second category winner. This is for the middle school kids from like fifth through eighth, I think, or ninth. Yeah. And then high school on Friday to see who can put together the best glee song, you know, song and dance number. You can watch these on KidNation.com. They're all right there now.
It makes me smile to watch these because I think there's some really cool teachers out there who are getting their kids to do this. And you go to some classrooms and they show what's going on in classrooms. A lot of apathy and people just don't care and they're just showing up. And,
learning can be
you
fun.
Know?
Especially like
they're
yesterday, that was she referred to it, the teacher who won, as an economically disadvantaged elementary school. And she's like, these kids don't have anything. So we gave them $1,500 to pimp their classroom.
Nice.
And she said, we're going to go like get tablets or maybe a PC or who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, buy a projection TV.
Sunday morning.
Cars.
I'm alive.
Love it.
I listen to you all.
On my wife.
Oh, speaking of wives.
Al, you should have your bar sponsor a school.
That's a good message.
Al's too busy sponsoring kickball teams.
He already did that Shots for Tots thing.
That's a great message.
Mm-hmm. No, the charity for people with cancer and stuff.
Yeah, Bikini Pub Crawl for kids with cancer and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That people. Was real that was nice. People.
Speaking of wives, as I did a minute ago, Celebrity Wife Swap was on with Kate Gosselin switching lives with Kendra Wilkinson.
It was
the girl next door playmate.
It was very, very interesting to watch it because I don't really like Kate Gosselin. But I found myself respecting how good of a mother she is.
She's militant in her discipline of those children.
Incredible
how
these
kids
are. That's
why they all hate
her. Yeah, but she's so condescending about anyone that wants to use help.
And that's the problem.
She's like, wait, you have a nanny and a maid? She's like, I do that all myself.
The problem with this was that Kendra Wilkinson is a different kind of mom. I wouldn't call her a bad mom. She's a Hollywood mom. And she happens to bring all the money into that household.
Yeah.
And so her husband...
Hank isn't playing anymore?
No, Hank has not played for the last two seasons.
Oh.
Or three, maybe. And well, so...
Listen to Kate Gosselin going off on Kendra for her parenting.
Reading your manual made me believe that you just let everybody else do everything because you don't care. between him and Rosa, they do everything. So essentially, it enables you not to have to. I will never shut off a door to any part of who I am. I need my friends. I need to be stupid. I need to go out and, you know, get drunk.
That's Kendra talking. She needs to get drunk.
Now, she didn't word it in the best way possible.
Yeah, I need to get drunk.
There was a better way to word what she was trying to say, but
she wants a balanced life.
If you have the access to have a housekeeper come in and watch your kid for a couple hours while you take a nap, and you can do it, what's wrong with that?
Or
if you're the one that's bringing all the money in, you're the one that's you're the face of the family, and your husband wants to be the one that wants to cook and clean, what's wrong with that? It's just
isn't this a pot calling the kettle black? I mean, she put her 8 kids on TV, you know, to make money.
Right.
She's just saying that now because she's cutting coupons for a living.
No, she got fired from Coupon Cabin or whatever it was.
Well, Kendra knew she was in over her head right off the bat because she says that that Kate's 12-year-old daughter, Madeline, might know more about parenting than she does.
Oh, my God. I'm being parented right now. They are so smart. How am I supposed to cut this thing up for all you guys?
With a knife. No, I'm kidding.
With a knife. They know what they're doing at all times. They have a schedule. They're on it. I have never in my life been around anybody like that before. Maddie is mentally older than I am. She knows more than I do.
Wow, look how old those kids are now. Yeah. You haven't seen them in so long.
Kelly, they're like grown-ups.
But here's, that's what happens to girls. They go from kid to adult.
But
overnight.
Even the little ones, it's like they don't have a childhood almost. They wake up at like 6. They're down there at breakfast for 6 at 6:03. They're down there eating breakfast at 6:25. They're taking off.
Look
school.
How many kids.
Handle 8 kids.
Yeah,
I bet.
And
it's
she
being
has
militant.
To.
Yeah,
but there's no fun.
But there's they have fun, I'm sure. But there's positives from both.
Yeah,
You know, you got to take the good and the bad.
Kendra's boobs are much bigger.
Here's the thing. The thing about wife swap, and this is what's making me laugh, is because, you know, we just did the story the other day about how Kendra is getting some grief for still showering with her 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And so for day one of the wife swap, it's the other mother's rules.
So whatever. Kate has to
but
shower
then
with her.
The second day, it's your rules. So. Yeah. You think those little boys are like, oh, please, can we take a shower?
Oh, my God. 8 12-year-old boys in the shower with a playmate. With a playmate.
Yeah. Got to do it just like you.
I bet the whole show idea was the kid's idea.
I know.
Hey, Mom, why don't we do wife swap with Kendra Wilkinson?
Just like you do at your house, Miss Kendra.
That's going to be awesome.
But in the end, I mean, they're both good mothers. They're just different.
They just come at it from a different place. And people are, until you become a mom, judge. We all judge. That's what we do for a living. But, you know, who's to say what's the perfect way?
Yeah.
There's some really great things about what Kate Gosselin's doing, that schedule thing.
How smart and intelligent
every
not just one or two of the kids, every single one of those kids is
intelligent. Well, they definitely got that from John Gosselin.
But the question is it at the expense of
freedom.
Experiences and fun and having a fun family upbringing.
And that's what Kendra brought to them.
Because it's just military life.
Kendra still, she might be 26, 27 years old, but she still acts like she's 17 or 18
totally
years old.
She totally does,
And she brought this fun environment to these kids where they were at times freaking out when she did a picnic in the basement where they put the mats down and they made tacos and they said, we're not eating at the table tonight. Let's just have fun.
And that was wild.
And that's fun for every once in a while.
And
otherwise,
then Kendra
you've got
posed nude, on top of all of it.
It was like a buffet.
She did the sushi thing.
It was naked buffet with
naked
the tacos.
But I mean,
all the kids eat sushi off Kendra. Come on.
But you can do that every once in a while. It's fine. Otherwise, you have Octomom.
But
the kids doing graffiti on the wall.
But the kids freaked out, which means they don't do this ever. They freaked out.
And just wait till those kids go to college.
Yeah, they don't know how to have fun.
They don't remember that.
They don't. Yeah, exactly. They don't know how to be kids at times. There's that time where you just should be able to let go, let loose, and just
have a sock fight.
Hey, if I want to have a sock fight or if I want to eat on the couch, cool. My mom's letting me eat on the couch. Let me take it in. But they don't know how to do that.
See, my parents were not big disciplinarians, and it led to me like being in the dryer for like an hour, you know, and kind of being okay with it. Gary and Lynn, put him in the dryer again.
As long as they don't turn it on.
Well, it was on. It was just on the low heat setting, so, you know, it didn't burn me or anything.
Yeah, but you came out so fluffy.
Still not fun in there.
Is that why you shrank?
Well, it's still not fun. You just keep going around and around, you know.
You should have put it on low heat.
Yeah.
Love letters.
Let's get to it now. Here we go.
Love letters to Kelly. Quick,
an adverse break.
No more advice from us.
Quick. Coolio is on next week's episode.
Shut up.
It looks Coolio and Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath?
McGrath from
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
Mark McGrath.
And Coolio.
He's still
and Coolio. This one looks
They should have done like Coolio and, you know, some really buttoned down white dude.
Somebody, yeah.
Some stiff white guy, just like they use with Kate Gosselaar.
But the wives go, they showed previews, and the wives go off on the guys. Like, Coolio's wife goes on off on him, and Mark's wife goes off on him.
It's so really... the dad swap?
No, it's wife swap.
Okay.
Well, that's nothing new out there in Hollywood.
So with celebrity dad.
Yeah, you would think the dad would go
I think they might. I don't know. I didn't really catch... if they got the husband swapping or if it's the wife, but either way, it's still...
You're busy. You're, like, translating Filipino handwriting.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
pronouncing
I'm still
Somalian
studying the
names.
Bachelor.
Yeah, I get it. It's all good. Let's see. We'll start with one letter here, and then we'll take a break. Okay, Kelly?
Yeah.
See how you do on the first
okay.
one. Then we'll decide if you can go on.
All right.
Love letters.
Everybody sing.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for just over 4 months, and things are going really, really good, like scary good. But he is pressuring me now to move in with him. It just feels too soon, and I'm afraid that moving in together might... lead us to what happened in my last relationship, which is where we stop evolving as a couple, and it looks like it takes marriage out of the equation because we're already living together. It's happened in past relationships, but I don't think I can tell him that. What do you think about moving in together with no commitment for marriage or at least being engaged?
It does not matter what I think. This is what you need to do is listen to your gut, and your gut is telling you this is not right for you. And so I can go on, I can talk religion, I can talk morals, I can talk, you know, putting a ring on it or whatever.
Just being practical.
You're saying you don't want to, you're being pressured and that you don't want to do it. And that's the only answer you need. You don't have to do anything.
There you go.
You see how good that advice is?
It has nothing to do with moral. Just listen to your gut.
Listen to your heart.
Don't listen to your heart.
Oh, don't listen to your heart.
No.
Hold on. Let me do it again. Don't listen to your heart.
No.
Listen to your gut.
Gut and heart are two different things.
Got it. More love letters to Kelly coming up.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
JC just walked by my office during the break. He's like, hey, I'm going to the deli. You want anything? I'm like, yeah, what are you getting? He goes, I'm getting egg whites. I'm like, yeah, I'll take the same thing. No, on second thought, give me $20 worth of sausage pig in a blanket rolls.
That's kind of like the same thing.
Do you know how many of those I got? How many?
It was three boxes.
So if anybody wants to, I got the really big ones, you know?
Yeah.
The kolaches.
Yeah, the uncomfortable ones to eat for guys.
Dude, their eyes
And then
I got the
smaller ones as well. So if anybody wants a...
When I ordered it.
The Kid Craddock size.
Why are you tempting us like
that? Because they're so good, man.
I got to be good and I can't.
Al got me something and I haven't even looked to see what it is yet.
A bow?
Oh,
it was a surprise.
Apparently it's hot.
He got me an egg ball. Thank you, Al, because I'm trying to do better.
Yeah.
Ever since that trainer said I'd need to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah. And tone up.
And tone
up. I'm 226. Yeah. How about that?
It's Wednesday. You have a workout today, right?
I do at 1 o'clock. That's why I'm wearing my workout pants on the bottom at 1.
You can't change your pants after work?
I don't
work?
Want to. You can't see me
You
have
a TV
down.
Show.
I got my cute little red tennis shoes on. They
can't change your pants
happy.
After work.
But, kid, with some people, it makes it easier to do it when you're already dressed for it.
Okay. I've got my sports bra on. All I have to do is take this shirt off and put on my workout shirt. And
it's a good thing she's not a gladiator then, you know?
I think that was a possibility.
She'd have to lift up
gladiator.
That metal mask every time she wants to talk. Be clanging around.
It is a good thing I'm not a gladiator.
Yeah. Or a welder, because you'd have that same issue.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
The helmet on.
To do both. Yeah.
Or a miner with the bird on your shoulder and the big light that would blind me every time I look at you.
It's a good thing I'm not a mime.
Yeah. Or a mime. Love letters to Kelly. Let's finish this up, and then we'll announce the winner for the 5th through 8th grade competition.
Okay.
Classroom musical.
Love letters.
First love letters.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a huge crush on my supervisor at work.
Uh-oh.
We've worked together for a little over a year, and she seems to go out of her way to come and talk to me at work about non-work related things like her favorite TV shows. She loves The Walking Dead. I hate that show, but I watch it so I can carry on a conversation, and that way we'll have something in common.
That's so sweet.
I feel like I'm in the lackey friend zone and would like to let her know how I feel. Is it possible to make a move on her, and should I even try it with a supervisor at work?
Oh, boy.
Dang right you can't.
His boss.
Yeah.
Why are you assuming it's a man?
I am assuming it's a man.
Let's just assume so. Let's just go with
that.
Because
it says she likes the walking
dead. We're assuming that that the letter writer is a man.
Oh, you assumed.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. It is a very dangerous situation to be in, a slippery slope, as some might call it. I think, man, how do you approach the boss? I would just do a lot more. Maybe,
or should you?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But if you want, I mean, where are you going to find somebody anymore? I'm like not so adamant about that. If it's meant to be,
your boundaries have gotten more blurred.
Yeah, there's like little big gaping holes in my boundaries now.
Like used to be, you wouldn't go out with someone if they already were married to someone else.
That was the old Kelly.
That was old Kelly.
But maybe what you could do is like start being that office social person and always doing a lot of, you know, that way it's not so obvious. You're always planning things for the office to do together, and that way you two are always in an environment outside of work, maybe.
So
and then
should,
you can see if you,
yeah,
if it really is, there is a connection there.
One of you is going to have to quit.
Probably.
Yeah, you got to think of the future.
And it's not going to be the supervisor.
You know, I could see, like, if you're on the 7th floor in a big company and she's on the 9th floor and you guys don't work, you know, technically work together, but this is your boss.
But here's the danger is you're misreading cues. And some people are just really friendly. Like, there was this one guy. I don't know if you remember Bobby Urrutia.
Oh, sure.
I'll never forget that name. Most beautiful man. And he worked the front door at this club.
How would we remember him?
Bobby Urrutia. He's a guy I used to know. Anyway.
You say it like that, it makes you remember.
I'm hoping that he'll hear in a call.
He was a bouncer?
He was the door guy at Champs. And all the girls loved Bobby. Everybody, because we all assumed Bobby loved us.
Yeah.
But you didn't understand. That was just his personality.
Right.
So he was Sean Lowe from The Bachelor.
He would show
you. He made every girl fall in love with him.
When he saw you, it's like, you were the most special person that walked into his space that day. Oh, my gosh, it's so good to see you. We'd love on you. And you're just like, Bobby Urrutia is digging on me. And then you realize that he's like that with everybody.
He's a professional socializer.
But he genuinely meant it. He just loved everybody. And so she could be this letter writer could be misreading cues from somebody who just thinks, oh, I found somebody else that likes The Walking Dead, when you're faking it. You know? And so maybe you need to get outside of work, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And see if there's really a connection there and if it's worth risking finding a new job.
Okay.
That was a long, roundabout way to get to that.
Now, Kelly, you'd be with someone if they were married, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was just making sure. And if that meant breaking apart a family, that'd be fine too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
It's great having a clip of Kelly saying yes. That's the best. Kelly, am I
the best? I can make you look bad, too.
Am I the best looking man that you've ever seen?
Yes.
All right. Would you do anything I told you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep on.
Oh, she did the finger lick, and then she swabbed it on her computer.
That's my signature move, isn't it?
The other night when you told me, the other night when you told me no, what did you mean?
Yes.
All right.
No means yes.
Dear Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
When will my wife learn?
A man's letter.
When will my wife learn that nagging me gets the opposite of what she wants?
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to do what she nags me about, but she still stays on my butt. If reinforcement works for my dog, I would think it would work for my wife, but clearly I'm wrong. What can I do to make my marriage survive and my wife just doesn't get it? Craig.
Craig's not very trained.
So Craig is saying if she didn't say anything, he'd do it.
Yeah.
Probably not.
And then he compared her to a dog.
Yeah. Craig, you wouldn't do it if she didn't say anything.
I'm picturing my head like a honey-do list, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's been 3 weeks. You started that project in the backyard. You were going to build a deck.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have bricks and wood. And
it's
a mess. Mm-hmm. Spring's coming, and I want to have people over. Will you please clean up that mess out there? And he's like, quit nagging me, woman.
There's something. But I have found that, too, even in my own experience. It's like when I was a little kid, and I would clean up my room on my own, and I'd be so proud, and I'd call my mom in to come look at my room.
Yeah.
But if she told me to do it, automatically, like, I don't want to. Rebellion thing.
To this day, I'm that way.
Yeah.
And so maybe he's looking at her as his mother. We can get at all that stuff. But it's like if a man would just understand that the biggest form of foreplay is taking out the garbage. It's putting your dirty socks in the dirty clothes basket and not leaving them on the floor.
Yeah.
You don't understand that all of that is just setting you up for some major loving.
Hold on. That's like the saddest thing I've
ever
heard.
But it's the truth.
I refuse to live in that world where me taking out the garbage gets me hooked up.
Because you don't understand.
Just Kelly saying those words, I'm getting turned
Try doing it naked.
No, it isn't.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. In other words, I will reward you with this thing that is supposed to be there to create intimacy for a couple and make them feel close and like it's us against the world.
No,
but I will use it. I will use it as a bargaining chip.
See, this is your anger speaking.
Power.
It's not even that. It's
I'm
not even
offering
about offering
you sex.
It's about a man showing that he respects you and cares you and wants to help you out. Mm-hmm. And that's not about a reward thing.
But
it's
how does it show that I respect and care for you by following your orders?
It's not following. It's like just doing it.
You're just ordering
so
us around.
We don't like
you
ordering you around.
What
just do it. If a man would understand that's such a turn on for a woman that a man does stuff like that. You might not realize it, but you walk in the door as soon as you get home from work and you want to just go, let's go to bed, you know. That's not, no,
okay.
No.
Okay.
So we have to take out the trash.
I'm just saying, why don't you try flipping it, since this isn't working for you, obviously, whatever this man's name was.
Craig.
Why don't you just try maybe doing something that wasn't on her naggy list, because that way you won't feel like you're giving in, but just doing something that wasn't even on her list that's just nice that needed to be done and you noticed it. Hey, I noticed your tire was low.
Yeah.
So you know what? I get so envious of my girlfriends who have husbands.
Can I say something?
Can I finish what I was going to say?
Yeah.
Mr. Impatient?
It's going to be the same thing.
This is what
turned me.
I am so envious of my girlfriends that say, yeah, every Saturday morning, my husband takes my car down and gets the gas filled up and gets it washed for me. I almost want to weep because I think you don't understand what a beautiful act of love that is. I just want to cry right now thinking about it.
No, that's just the dude trying to get out of the house.
No, but a man that does that.
He just wants to make sure those other panties aren't in the car when you get in.
No, that's a huge act of love.
Gotta clean the blood off the fenders.
Won't let his woman do something like that. That just makes me cry.
Al and I weren't even dating, and I had that flat tire after I'd thrown up on the way to work, and then I clipped a curb, and I was crying when I got
home. Well, that's the bottom line. It got him nothing.
And Al went, well, we weren't together, but man, if we had been together, it would have gotten him a lot.
Well, does that give you any
dang, Al.
Any consolation?
I didn't do it for any type of reward. She doesn't need it. I've done the same for Shannon.
Last letter.
Come on.
I don't know if I can go on with that for that. I'm so upset now.
I'll go change the tires. I'm going to go rotate your tires.
I've had to bite my tongue here. Just bite my tongue. But I think it's very simple. I think it's just like, do something for that person that they're not expecting you to do.
That's what I said. That's not on the list.
That's pleasing. Mm-hmm. That's pleasant.
Because obviously he's balking.
Because if you are with a person where you're like, wow, every time I turn around, she's doing something nice for me. That makes me want to do something nice for her. And it almost becomes a game of one-upmanship a little bit. Like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then there's like, no way you did that. Wow.
But you need to remember, because, I mean, a lot of times women, like when I get caught up in a relationship and you want to do all those things, but if you're never acknowledged for it and somebody just starts taking it for granted, you need to thank your woman every once in a while, too.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Courtney says, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend is a huge workout douche. like he could outdouche Jenna and JC in the annoying workout department. He posts all his workouts on Facebook and Twitter. He's constantly looking at himself and flexing in the mirror. He judges people that don't work out. And hello, I'm his wife and I don't work out. I'm his girlfriend. I don't work out. Don't get me wrong. I still look really good without working out, but he's constantly poking fun at me like, man, when you get older, it's going to all go south, and you're really letting yourself go. How can I get my workout snob boyfriend to quit trashing my lack of workout habits?
Dump him.
I know some people that are going through that right now.
Well, you are one of those people. You were married to a trainer, and you didn't work out.
And that won't change, right?
Well,
Was he able to change you?
Difference was, and that was a good balance there, because he didn't care if I did or not. He didn't care if I did or not. I mean, he didn't, like, rub my nose in it.
But the thing that is his livelihood, the thing that he's selling is fitness and health and being healthy and helping people. And you're basically just pooping on that going, well, I'm not doing that. I don't care about that.
I was told as long as I didn't get over 200 pounds, he didn't have a problem with it. And I said, great, I got about 15 pounds to play with. At the time.
Nobody's going to ask how that worked out.
Ask how that worked out.
Yeah, but she shouldn't be surprised, though, if he cheats. If he values that much, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that's silly to cheating.
That's what a gym douche does.
If that guy says that to her, he probably
That's
would.
What a gym what douche happened. Does. They meet somebody at the gym and they cheat with him.
Did he just become that? Because I know some people get really involved all of a sudden and they're going to change their lives and they get involved in this CrossFit stuff and suddenly they're Instagramming pictures of what they're eating and they're joining their friends, their calorie counting, and they're, you know.
They're it on is a dog a, to body it is a, diet.
You don't even realize people that are doing that how annoying you truly are, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't do that, but I value health. And it's kind of after you date someone for a certain period of time that doesn't take their fitness seriously, it's almost like a slap in the face. Like, I'm keeping myself healthy because I want to be attractive to you and I want you to stay healthy for a long time.
But those obnoxious people that are getting up at 4 a.m. and measuring and carrying food with them all day. Yeah.
And what if they said back, well, I'd like you to read a freaking book once in a while.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like there's a happy medium for everybody, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, find something you enjoy to do together. But, I mean, if he's constantly...
If he's rubbing your nose in it,
why would you want to be in?
Don't be around.
It doesn't sound like you're happy.
I mean, there are a lot of hobbies that will change a household. You know, change the dynamics of a household, but none like working out because it changes every meal. You know, if you got one guy in the family working out, the husband's working out, the wife and the kids are not. You know, you got the guy going, I can't eat that. I can't eat that. No, I know you guys are having pizza tonight, but I'm going to need a special order of this. Yeah. And I need to eat six times a day and I have to drink this shake. And it can really.
And that's bad enough. Yeah. But it's worse when they're like putting you down because they're superior. Because I'm doing. There's nothing worse than a person that loses a lot of weight because then I got this.
Yeah. But Kelly, if you don't work out at all, then you're probably predispositioned to be defensive about people who do. And so it may not be they're rubbing it in your face at all. It may just be. It makes you feel bad about yourself.
He's rubbing it in her face, kid.
It makes you feel bad about
yourself.
Read the
letter again. He is. Well, he's being superior, guy.
If I was constantly telling my partner how much charity work I did, knowing they didn't do any, it would make them feel bad, right?
Right, but then you have to question their motivation. Why don't you just do the charity work instead of be bragging about you doing the charity work? Where's your motivation?
But the charity work ends and you come home. The workout doesn't end. You come home and you're like, I need egg whites. I have to count the calories in this. And I need to use the blender eight times
a day. But it's not loud like that. You get home and if your meal is like if my meal is different than my wife's meal, I'll make my meal.
There you go.
And it's low maintenance about it.
Because you're not rubbing her nose in it.
Yeah,
she doesn't have that in this relationship.
Right. And if he's posting stuff on it, it's not because he's trying to rub your face in it. He's just the one thing that people ask when they see somebody working out, it's like, oh, what are you doing? So what these people will do is they'll just go online, like, I'll just post it online, and whoever cares to take a look at it, want to take a look at the workout, look at it. And if you don't, then you don't, and don't look at it.
I believe there are certain pastimes and hobbies that partners can coexist even if one doesn't share the passion at all. Like hunting, for example. A lot of guys go hunting. A lot of wives stay home. You know,
or golf.
Golf,
I mean, think about how many guys play golf and women don't like
it. But working out, that's the one where if both parties aren't on the same team, that's going to be a tough relationship.
Yeah, because the golfer's not going to come home and be like, look what I did. You're not doing nothing.
Because that means that workout person values physical body image very highly.
It's not just
and
about,
you're not doing
it's
anything.
It's not just about vanity.
It's not that.
It's mental health.
So when they're getting to that level of the. I know what you're saying, kid.
Yeah.
The people over there that work out a lot and don't recognize.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just stay over here.
See, it's like no matter what, though, you call me a gym douche, and I've never once posted, Jenna just checked in at the gym. Jenna just ran 6.2 miles.
Julie just ran 2 miles on her Nike Fit.
I have never, ever once done that.
Yeah, whatever happened to that bracelet?
Yeah, how are you tracking your steps, kid?
This is a one day, because I put it on this morning, and it was blinking that it needed a battery charge.
Oh, okay.
But I plugged it in and forgot to bring it.
Because it does look like you have a tan line there. Did you go play golf with it or something?
I do. I have a tan line on
and
it.
And Dr. Girlfriend took mine back yesterday.
She took it back. We're talking about the Nike Fit bracelet.
Yeah, like, kid, you have the Nike Fit bracelet, and you like to show people your achievements, don't you?
Have I ever shown any of you my achievements?
Yeah, you talked about it a bunch when you got it.
No, I showed you what it was and how it works. I wasn't telling you how I did.
Well, you kind of did.
Yeah, you told us how many steps.
3 days in a row you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
You're excited about something new that you're doing.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like when people start working out, they're excited. Oh, I'm doing this and I'm actually succeeding in this and I want to show my friends. Yeah, you can do it too. And if you don't want to do it, you don't do it.
I see both sides.
I know that's
boring to see both sides of something.
Right.
I totally do.
It's just like immature.
And I've been both. I've been you guys and I've been these guys.
I have. What do you mean?
You know that's true. I've been both.
Where are you happier?
I mean, I'm initially happier when I'm not stopping at that gym, but then later that day, I'm less happy because I didn't stop at that gym. Mm. So, you know, I get that.
Well, I'm going to the gym today.
Me too, Kelly.
Trying to find a little happy balance.
All right. We've got to do this classroom musical thing that I promise right now.
I know. We're talking too much.
And she's on the phone, so we can do it right now. Okay. We gave away yesterday the youngest kids,
K through 4.
Today it's 5th through 8th grade. And the winning school, let's go ahead and play their song. You ready?
Yeah.
I want to make sure I have the right one. All right. that sucks when you play the wrong one. You
know? Yeah.
That would really suck.
They're like,
especially
we won!
With mm-hmm. kids, yeah.
Yeah,
this is the right one, right, Shannon? Okay. Where is Miss Vowles? Is she on the phone?
Hello!
Miss Vowles, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Can I call you Jen?
Yes, may.
Jen's at North Windham Elementary School.
Yes.
And of the hundreds of videos that we got, the one with your kids and their shirts that say, it's all math. It's all math, baby. They have won the the classroom musical competition. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Yay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, we're in class right now, right?
Yeah. It's all math, baby.
I have all my kids with me right now.
And they're all screaming and yelling.
They're on speakerphone with all the fifth graders.
Aw, look at all that choreography y'all put together. It's so great.
Now, keep in mind.
This was awesome. They are just the best dancers.
This is fifth through eighth, right?
Mm-hmm. And they're
fifth graders won.
Oh, and Sunny said this was the highest contested category out of the three.
Yeah, there were the most videos for this one. And you guys just won.
Awesome.
Congratulations. We're going to hook you up with $1,500 for your class to spend anywhere you want.
Excited.
What do you most need for the class, Jen?
I think we want to get some technology in here. These kids love using different technologies, iPads and tablets. And
that makes math so easy. Right.
That's exactly what we heard yesterday with the K-4 teacher. Do you guys not have any technology in the classroom now?
We do. We actually were so lucky. We have six computers, and the kids are getting so good at using them. And we have computer labs, but these kids just love technology. So we want to make them love learning even more by using it.
Well, it sounds like you're hooked up on computers. If I were you guys, I'd get a big dog.
Yeah. Like a Great Dane or something?
Yeah. And just, you know, don't spend more than $1,000. You'll need the $500 for food.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get supplies for these kids. When I asked them what they wanted, they said they wanted notebooks and pencils. And they are just gonna be so excited about this. They deserve it. These kids are the best kids ever.
Would y'all like to buy a 300-pound barrel hog?
No, they don't want to buy hamster the pig. All right, Miss Vowles, could you get all those kids to cheer and scream for us so we know they're there?
We would love to sing for you. Guys, you ready to cheer? All right, they're all ready.
All right,
go ahead, guys.
Go.
There it is.
There you go.
Go.
The awkward asking for a cheer. All right.
They already did cheer. They screamed genuine.
We got a couple kids in here that are getting super emotional. They're so excited in here. They're just, this school is so wonderful, and these kids just deserve the world. I'm just so excited.
And that school is North Windham Elementary School. And how long did you guys work on this video, Jen?
Maybe a week.
That's it.
A week and a half.
Boy.
We had so many teachers helping. We had Rich Groton came in, and he just was like a film extraordinaire and just filmed it. And we spent time after school. And the
fantastic.
Kids just, they learned the lyrics in 2 days. They were just wonderful. And I had so much help from all the other fifth grade teachers. It was just wonderful.
What a great acceptance speech.
Yay.
Hang on a minute, Jim. We'll get you hooked up. In this video, they're all wearing shirts that say,
It's all math, baby.
And they rewrote the words to Call Me Maybe to be like, my time's getting faster. And it's all about math, the song is. You can see it on KidNation.com. Congratulations, North Windham Elementary. And tomorrow, we will announce our winner for the high school category of Classroom Musical.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Dish Nation goes viral, and so does a goat. Along with Taylor Swift.
Shakira made a duet with a...
No, it's not Shakira. See, that's what I thought, too. No, it's not Shakira. It's an actual goat doing a duet with Taylor Swift.
Nice.
And how many hits does it have?
6 million in just 3 days since it's been online.
How does that happen?
Because it's good or bad.
I'm one of the people who haven't seen it yet, though.
But see, I've got a video with a goat, and I try to keep people from watching.
Oh. Oh, that's
too much info, though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
See, the new thing on YouTube is that apparently when goats bleat, sometimes they sound like humans screaming.
Oh.
And so somebody thought, hey, why don't I just put it in this Taylor Swift song and see how many hits I can get?
Okay.
So Taylor had nothing to do with this.
No.
All right.
I don't think she wants a goat screaming over her song.
I hear this goat's so famous, he was actually in the Bon Jovi song, Living on a Prayer. Ready?
We'll give it a shot.
Ready?
Oh, that's awesome.
I've never heard a goat scream.
Isn't that crazy?
Awesome.
And it just hit on YouTube. It's like everybody's posting these videos of these goats screaming like humans being murdered.
I want to see the Taylor Swift one. Yeah. I want to see the Taylor Swift one.
All right, here it comes. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now. Blew me two places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
That's hilarious.
There you go.
That's brilliant.
I like it better than the original.
Yeah.
What song does a goat not make better?
Right?
There isn't one.
Need more goat.
More goat.
You watch. One of the big radio companies is going to change their format to all goat all the time.
Yeah.
More goat. Less talk.
I can't imagine that ever growing old.
Uh-uh. It's like the fainting goats. The fainting goats never got old.
By the way, almost 7 million views.
Yeah.
And this little bit of news. Taylor just broke up with that goat, and she's writing a song about it right now.
I thought I knew what a goat sounded like until today.
Now, I feel bad for this goat, because a lot of people think this goat was an overnight success. And no, this goat's been paying his dues for years.
Oh, really?
He actually helped Justin Bieber get a start with that baby song.
That's what I heard.
He's featured in that one.
I mean, it's time to recognize goats are a force in music.
Yeah.
I mean, they even got nominated for a Grammy this year.
Mm-hmm. They did? For what?
Goatier. Now you're just somebody that I used to...
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.